So once upon a time, she was a little surprised by the fit, because it surrounded her entire head. It rested down onto her shoulders, and she was mostly excited about it. She wasn't what you'd call one of those early adapter people who has to get the new version of the everything, but she had been convinced by some people that this very new iPhone 16 was exactly what she needed, and it was a little odd because it surrounded her entire head. It was a huge kind of ball that sat on her shoulders, very light, very light. And it was completely clear, so you could see the world around you. But with just some simple voice commands, you could manipulate everything. You had all of your apps just popped up right in front of your face. And pretty soon, she even got a new kind of extension, a new app which she could have selective viewing of the entire world. Which she thought was a little odd in the beginning, but then she found it incredibly relaxing. She had a neighbor who she had a very old conflict with, nothing very live, but all of a sudden she could select to not see him, which was really wonderful. So as soon as he arrived, it was just replaced with a blank space. She thought, this is incredible. And so she kept selecting people that she wanted to see, places that she wanted to see. She like didn't like this one particular dog down the street, so she selected him out, and all of a sudden, her life was a little bit calmer, and she noticed that people all around her all of a sudden had these big bulbous things on the side of, and the more people they decided not to see, it was reflective. And so all of a sudden people were walking around with these huge bulbous reflective surfaces all around her. Now see, this person, Mrs. Wagner, she was a pie maker, and she mostly made her pies, and people loved her pies. And they weren't super expensive pies, but everybody in the neighborhood came to taste her pies. But all of a sudden, about a month into this new experiment with only seeing certain people, her pies started to taste a little different. It was a confusing experience. It wasn't exactly the same kind of deliciousness, wasn't exactly the same kind of connectedness. Something magical and mystical happens with baking. And it was not happening in her pies anymore. And it got worse, and it got worse. As soon as she kept selecting more and more people she didn't want to see, she saw less and less of her world, and the pies tasted weirder and weirder. And so she decided one day to just take it off. She dusted off her old phone. She said, that's fine. And all of a sudden, she could see her entire world again, and she could see whole areas that she hadn't seen, neighbors, gardens that she hadn't seen, people that she hadn't seen, animals she hadn't seen in so long. So she was excited. And her pies started tasting differently. Her pies were back to normal. Her pies were just the way that she knew that they used to be, and they felt so good. And she realized that it wasn't just for her and her own pies, but she realized her pies could somehow magically transform all these other people. And so she made little tiny, tiny, tiny pies. And she went up to people, and she would sort of waggle the delicious, fresh-baked pie in front of their protective bubble. And she was surprised how many people had selected not to see her. She was a little bit sad about that. But pretty soon she got over it because she waggled the delicious, amazing pie, and the smell came up underneath the protective bubbles, and they couldn't help but wonder what that smell was, because the smell app hadn't been created, so you couldn't select out smells, and the smell came up and filled them, and people one by one peeled it off, and they could see again, and they saw this pie. And they would take a little tiny bite of the delicious, warm, amazing pie, and it filled them again. And they saw Mrs. Wagner again, and they saw one another, and they saw all of their neighbors. And one by one, they peeled it off, and they saw each other again, and it was a good, good beginning. And this is part of what is so beautiful about this day and about so much else that we do here. Because even though the world wants to convince us that we're not connected, even though so much of the world wants to convince us that we only have to think about ourselves and care about ourselves, we know that that's not true. We know that each and every one of us, that we're connected to everybody else in this room, to everybody in the seacoast, to everybody in the entire world. And so we act like it. We serve like it.